Pardon me, sir. All the men are ready with their music.
Good. Let us have those spoons then, lad. Oh. Oh, what a terrifying sound. It's a good job nobody heard it.
Now in to your military crown music and take up your vocal positions with your voices facing outwards.
And don't sing, men, until you see the whites of their song sheets. Are you ready? Bugler, sound the elephant.
Oh! Here they come now, sir.
Quick, me spoons and me music, I'll show 'em. Goodbye, dolly, I must leave you. I do not want to go. Come on, you fools! There's more of this where this came from. I don't want to go. Sing up, lad! Goodbye. That's far enough, lads. Where are we?
The South Pole, sir.
Well, no further. We don't want to back into them. Anyway. Plant the Union Jack, will you? The national flag of the Union of Jack. I claim the South Pole in the name of Gladys Plills of 13 the Sebastopol Villa Sutton.
Who is she, sir?
I don't know, but obviously we're doing her a big favor.
There's still a chance of victory. Look,
where?
Look what I've got in the brown paper parcel.
Good heavens, white paper. What a glorious victory for England.
Look under the stamp.
What? A 14-inch naval gun.
And guess what's in the barrel?
I've no idea.
Major, inside the barrel are photographs of a British military dinner.
Really? Keep it going, lad. Keep it going.
I will indeed. I intend to fire that photograph at the enemy canteen during the lunch break. When they see the size of British military dinners, they'll desert.
I know. Half our men deserted when they saw the size of them. However, it's worth a try. Take aim. Fire!
That's the last time I keep in a barrel, I tell you. Collapses and is left out a show from now onwards. Good night, everybody. By popular request, I'll come back again. Hey!
All we can do is to wait and see what effect that photograph of a military dinner has on the enemy. Meantime, a sound effect.